Good morning. You're welcome to Lifeline with me, Pat Meehan. I'm here until 11 o'clock with you. And coming up shortly on today's programme, I'll be speaking with Cindy Segura, who's the founder of the Be Fit Club. And we're going to be looking at social activity, yoga, worldwide fitness, dance class, healthy nutrition and lots more, and weight loss class. And The Be Fit Club is in Dublin too, and that's coming up very shortly. And also on the programme today at about 10 after 10 or a quarter past 10, I'll be speaking with Louise O'Sullivan Geary, who is the community fundraising manager with Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind. More about that later. Stay tuned to the programme. Okay, you're listening to Lifeline, and I'm Pat Meehan, and the number is 867 1190 if you want to contact us. Now I'm speaking with Cindy Segura. Cindy, you're welcome to the programme.
Hello, how are you, Pat? Thank you for inviting me and giving me this opportunity to share what I do for Dublin community.
You're welcome. Okay, tell me about the wellness weight loss
class. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the wellness weight loss class is a class where people come on a weekly basis, and we do mainly a computerized body composition analysis every time that they come, where we measure metabolic age, fat, muscle, weight, hydration level, and we track results every week. We educate the population about different topics about healthy eating, and people get results. You know, we have a program that it's about 6 weeks, yes? And also it includes a personalized dietary consultation where we talk about, you know, what they eat and a lot of questions, and that way we sort out the diet.
Okay, you were mentioning to me earlier on that in Ireland now, the our dietary experience is not that great compared to other parts of the world. You said we were very, very bad in this regard, are we?
Yes, unfortunately, Ireland is at the top of the most overweight populations in Europe. First is UK and second is Ireland. 60% of people are overweight and only 40% are aware of that. Because of that, my work in the community is to raise awareness of fitness and healthy eating. You know, there is a big misconception in society that it's all about, you know, doing exercise. And unfortunately, workout is only 20% and the rest is the diet. It's what we eat, you know, 80%, you know. So that is my work, you know.
But you can advise people in regards changing their diet and eating healthily, is that right?
Yes, of course. In the classes, when people join our class, which is like a challenge, a course, they learn, you know, about fiber, about protein, why they need, what they need, what they need to eat, about water, hydration level. 99.9% of people who are overweight are dehydrated, and water costs nothing, you know.
With regard to, do you know how good the water quality is in Ireland, though? Is it?
Unfortunately, in Ireland, water has fluoride. Fluoride is a poisonous substance which is banned nearly everywhere. And unfortunately, you know, Ireland is also at the top of the countries with more digestive health problems, more cancer, a lot of health issues, you know. And that brings a big loss for the economy and, you know, it's I think that we can reverse that, and I'm positive that we will reverse that.
That's going to take some time, though, isn't it? It's not something that can happen really overnight.
Yes, I believe that, but I believe that everybody can do something, you know. I also, I started this year running a free fitness class, yes, and now it's a dancing class. It's all run by volunteers. It's completely free, and the city council is giving me a room, you know, that is Wednesdays in Dublin One, and it's good that, you know, people join to get
involved and get healthier.
Yes.
Okay. What about certain physical activities? What would be beneficial to people's health? Say, for example, people who work in offices and don't get out and get much exercise. What would a good way of getting exercise be for people in that sense?
I think that's mainly our excuses, because we can do whatever, even if we don't have money, or we say, okay, we are short now in this recession time of money. I believe you can walk. We can do anything. You know, we can hover the floor. You know, walk, running, and that is completely free. You know, try to look for your community center for free activities than in some community centers you have, you know. So I think that sometimes there are excuses, you know, that we cannot do something, you know.
Yeah, but you run these type of classes for people, do you?
Yes.
Okay, tell me a little bit about you mentioned dancing classes. Tell me a little bit about that.
That group is run mainly by volunteers. You know, I organize the class, but I'm not there the dancing teacher, you know. And now I find difficult to keep it because of lack of volunteers, you know, that they want to come to do this for free. So if there is someone who wants to contact me, it will be great.
Okay. Can we discuss healthy eating, Cindy? What sort of diet would you say would be the right sort of diet for people in this country? Because you mentioned the fact that there's a really high incidence of cancers in this country, and
yes,
they're on the increase all the time.
Yes.
Is there a bad diet a factor in that? Is that one of the reasons why we're not?
What the World Health Organization tell us that 70% of health issues are linked to imbalanced nutrition, and unfortunately only few people listen about that. So I believe that, okay, cancer is something quite complicated, you know, to discuss, but they said that there are many factors, you know, diet, water, stress, you know, lots of factors.
Yeah. So it's not just a simple matter of eliminating, say, one product from your diet or something like that, and that's going to cure it.
The problem in Ireland is, you know, junk food. You know, it's a high consumption of sugar mainly, you know, and very low dietary fiber intake, which is fruits and vegetables and whole meal. Nearly everything is full of sugar, you know, and there are not too many education and policies, you know.
Yeah, well, Ireland wasn't always a country that had junk food in their diet, because years ago, a long time ago in this country, people were very, very poor, shall we say, and a staple diet, the staples would have been potatoes and vegetables, basically. There weren't any places like McDonald's or whatever that sells different types of food for people to go and eat and enjoy, because now and again it's okay to go and have a McDonald's or something like that, as long as it's not your complete diet, isn't that right?
But I believe that it's not Ireland, it's a problem worldwide, and I believe that Ireland is quite good related to, you know, meat is really good here. It doesn't have antibiotics, you know. I was living in other parts of Europe, and I believe that the food here is quite good quality. Anyway, you know, okay, in some families, you know, they want to eat the cheapest option, so they go for a carbohydrate diet, which is white pasta, white bread, that in the long term, it's more expensive because you become, you know, sick, no energy, there is a big burnout, epidemic of people who are tired all the time, no energy, low energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if people, if the economy suffers and people can't afford better food, good quality food, then they're going to have to rely on eating food of a lesser quality. Isn't that right? And then it's what can they do about avoiding
food, you want to eat more. So it's not true that you buy cheaper because you need to eat more quantity and no energy, you know. I believe that you can find the ways, you know, to try to find, I don't know, to cultivate at home.
Yeah.
Or, you know, to try to do things like in the past they used to do in Ireland. They were helping each other more in a community, you know. One is cultivating potatoes, the other other things. And that way you can really help each other, you know.
It doesn't really work that way in this country, though, Cindy, because we're... I wish it did, but it doesn't. But, I mean, it's a really good idea. Maybe, I think recently, in the last several years, people are starting to... take on small plots of ground that they can rent from the city council or the county council. People who don't have a big garden, for example, can rent a small patch of ground for 20 euros a year in some cases, or 200 euros a year in other cases. And it would be enough. You'd have enough ground to grow your own food for your own needs, for your own family probably. But whether people can take the time and effort to actually go out there and do it is another issue, because people don't always have the time because of the way work is in this country. Mm-hmm. Well, and these days there isn't that much work, so it would be beneficial for people to be able to go out and grow their own vegetables. But I think that's more of a changing people's attitude, really, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, in other countries in Europe, people do. People do grow vegetables and stuff like that. I mean, you have been in other parts of Europe, haven't you?
Yes.
And you've seen that happening.
Yes. In Italy, it's quite common, you know, to have your own garden to plant. But I have some friends, you know, that they are doing that.
In Ireland?
Yes, in the garden, you know. Big things, you know.
Yeah. Do you have the opportunity to do that yourself?
No, I live in an apartment, but it could be fantastic. I know that everything is organic.
Yeah, everything is organic. But organic, the difficulty here is organic foods tend to cost a lot more than processed foods, even vegetables. I mean, you can go to the farmers' markets at the weekend, you know, and there's a great range of organic vegetables and fruit, but it costs more money than it would if you went to a supermarket and bought the other type of food. You know?
Yes, I understand that, but it's a vicious circle. If we don't give good fuel to our body, then no energy, no performance. It's all a vicious circle, you know. If we are not physically fit, it's very difficult to be mentally fit.
Yeah. Cindy, can I ask you... how long have you been working with the fitness club? I mean, I know you're the founder and raising awareness of health and eating and healthy eating and fitness. How long have you been doing this in Ireland?
I am coaching people in weight management for about 3-4 years, but I started with the BeFitClub.ie this year since February. And it's going amazingly well. You know?
Are you getting a broad section of people, like men and women, or is it mostly women who come and... come along?
No, it's funny. The people that were getting the best result this year were men.
Really?
They are very committed with their join. Okay, a lot of women, they join the club, but when guys, they join the club, they are super committed, more than women.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I have a guy, he's called Soren, he's from Denmark. When he started, his metabolic age was 45, 46, right. And now his metabolic age is 25, and he lost about 10 kilos, more than one stone of body fat, and gained muscle mass. That is all my group. It's all about wellness, you know. Yeah. He really increased his hydration level, he has more energy, you know, better performance. Everything, you know.
Yeah. Are there? Can I ask you? Do you know if there are other organizations also in Ireland doing exactly what you do? Or
I don't think so, because I have a super machine, which is a computerized body composition analysis, and I have a girl who works for the Beacon Hospital, and she told me that they don't have that machine there. But I think that they have in the very expensive one, like BlackRock and all those places. You know.
Right. And do you advise people who come to you to go on special diets and stuff like that to help lose weight?
I try that people will understand no go with a menu. I don't like the idea of a menu, you know, because there are different groups. People come and they tell me they were in different programs. And I like the idea of real life, you know, and it changed forever. No, it changed only for a short time. And that is what's happened when people come to my club and they understand what they have to eat, you know, and, you know, and choose freely. You know, no, like, you know, I don't like restrictive things, you know.
Yeah. Is it, do people who come to your club find what they have to engage in to be, do they have to make life-changing decisions? Is it a hard decision for people to make to implement your program, or is it fairly easy and straightforward for them?
It's very easy, you know. There is, when you change, you know, physically, you also change mentally, and there is a big transformation, you know. And what I like about my work is all the love that people give you back, you know, and all. It's very, you know. It's very nice activity for me, you know.
Rewarding.
Because, yes, it's all about helping to change people's lives.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, excuse me.
Yes.
We know you're in Dublin too, but you said you mentioned Dublin 6 at some stage.
Yes, in Harold Cross also. Yes.
And when is that happening?
I have a group there in the Harold Cross Community Centre on Harold Cross Road.
Okay.
I have a group there Thursdays.
Okay.
And now, you know, Christmas is coming and we have 3 weeks off, but we are coming back in January.
And everybody will need to go and talk to you
because
in January,
of the New Year resolutions.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Okay. Right, Cindy, we're going to run out of time shortly, but would you like to give out your contact details for people who are listening who may want to get in touch and go along and talk to you?
Yes, of course. You can call me anytime to ask me whatever you need according to diet at 086-331-5519, or you can find me online at www.befitclub.ie.
Okay, and there's also cindy@befitclub.ie. What's that one? Is that Twitter?
That is my email.
Your email.
cindy@befitclub.ie. Yes, okay. And you can also find me on Facebook. That is Facebook, Dublin Shape Up.
Okay, that's great. Okay, Cindy, listen, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much for coming
in. You're welcome. A pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in. Thank you.
Thank you.